I think I was the GS-14 branch chief of the nuclear safety branch when mm-hmm. Bainbury happened. Mm-hmm. Curiously enough, I was in Livermore when the Bainbury thing happened. But one of the fellows that worked for me, Bob Peterson, called me and said, chased me down in Livermore, mm-hmm. long before the era of everybody's got four cell phones, mm-hmm. And said, we have a big problem here. It's not a nuclear safety problem, but it is an enormous release, and there's going to be hell to pay. Mm-hmm. And of course there was. Mm-hmm. There was. The way it affected me was that since my... I guess it really didn't, because at that time I was still the nuclear safety branch chief. A lot of the way that containment was evaluated
yes.
was changed as a result of Bainbury.
Right.
And I later inherited all of those changed procedures when I became a division director.
So nuclear safety means something other than things going wrong with the test. Nuclear safety means...
Nuclear safety is a very defined program to assure that there is no accidental or inadvertent detonation of the device.
Okay, great.
It's a program that applies across the whole breadth of nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. whether they're in civilian custody or military custody.
So
great program.
That could be in the stockpile or launched by mistake, or I'm trying to understand what that means. Any?
Yeah, there is a national program that has pieces both in the civilian side, what is now the DOE, and in the military, where you do all that you can to assure
okay.
that there is no path to an inadvertent or deliberate a detonation of a nuclear explosive, and this could range from having an accident with it when you're putting it, taking it from a dock to load it on a submarine, mm-hmm. or a disgruntled police officer firing his revolver into it. Mm-hmm. And in the case of the test site, to make sure that there was no way that a lightning strike, for example,
okay.
could have an effect on the device to be tested. It's gone from atomic weapon safety to nuclear weapon safety, but it is and part of it is the two-man rule. No single person is ever left alone with a nuclear device, mm-hmm. whether it's civilian or military. Mm-hmm. Program that served us well over 50 years now.